there. And we'd like your comments on that. Something that we've covered several times on our regular program that we had for a while was the local standards for films and things. Now, we were told down here at the council meeting that we were going to have a committee. And yet, in the last 3 weeks, we have had five obscene films, film pornography here in town. We have passed the law at the state level, and nothing's been done about it. We were told that with this law, really not Frank, that we would do something about this. Nothing's been done. Now we have a film down here, of course, the X-rated film. It is worse than last thing it could ever be. And on the East Coast, they closed the film down. It was interesting to note on the news that in Salt Lake City, they closed the film Last Tango in Paris down, and they closed up the bookstores for selling it. Yet in Billings, Montana, our county attorney, with all the weapons that are necessary, with the law that was built last year, isn't able to do that. Maybe you, the people, have seen some of these films. Maybe you care about it. Maybe you don't. We'd like to comment on that. The number is 245-3121. Won't you pick up the telephone and call in and give us your comments?
Okay. Is there anything you want to cover while we're waiting for a call?
Well, I wonder how many people were interested in the soup supplement deal, too, Frank. If you remember on a program, we covered that, the fact that people...
I think we
have a phone call here.
Good morning. You're on the air. Yes, you are.
But don't you ever get tired of talking to these apathetic, indifferent people who are rebelling against freedom and apparently won't be satisfied until they are half-starved, terrorized slaves, and as in Russia and China and these other countries?
You mean you don't feel like giving up?
I guess
everybody does at one time or another, right? But, you know, whatever you believe in, we ought to work for it. And, you know, we're going to give people a call in the program that are going to violently disagree with us, but I'd rather have that than someone that just doesn't care.
Yes. While I'm on, I'd like to comment about this man-made energy hoax, if I may.
Okay.
Recently, I read a report by the U.S. Geological Survey where they say that offshore of the United States, in the United States proper, in Alaska and offshore Alaska, we have petroleum supplies for 500 years at the present rate of consumption. They also say we have 300 years supply of natural gas, and at the same time, we are told by the commissars here in the United States that we must lower our thermostats and be uncomfortable in our own home. Now, I take a little oil report out of California called the Cooley Report. He points out in here that each month we are exporting from Alaska to Japan 7 billion cubic feet of natural gas. That makes sense, doesn't it? So people say, well, what's this energy hoax all about? Well, as people know, in every other communist country, there is less and less consumer goods, including food. So the people have to line up in order to get their fair share, so-called. Okay, you see what's happening when these people line up for gas. They are being programmed for a different way of life. I see in the Houston Tribune where we are sending, and we've already sent some, but we have committed over $1 billion worth of oil-producing equipment to Russia. There's also something else I would like to point out, what this hoax is all about. It isn't going to be a hoax when it becomes very real, but it's man-made. In the little book, None Dare Call It Conspiracy, on page 132, they have a list of 14 signposts to slavery. One of these that they warn people to look out for is any attempt to restrict freedom of movement within the United States. If a gas shortage won't do that, what will it do? Thank you.
Okay, thank you for calling. You know, that's something that we covered several weeks ago on our program where we were just speaking things that were on our mind. Of course, one of the things that we're all aware of is the high return some of these oil companies have enjoyed last year, 50, 60, 70%. Whoops, here we go. Good morning, you're on the air.
Yes, good morning. The world didn't come to an end when the talk shows were taken off the air many months ago, so many things are in the foreground for discussion. The same factors and forces and situations that faced us then have been intensified in many respects, and new faces have developed. So some of us feel that we have adequate evidence and reason to believe that the talk shows were taken off the air under pressures from the insiders and the power structure that is keeping alive much of the confusion and turmoil that afflicts our country and the world today. So my first appearance on your program will continue the line I have been following on previous call-in programs.
Okay, go ahead.
My first concern is with the survival of our country as a free and independent nation and society. The handling and the manufacturing of news by the liberal-controlled media tends to be very confusing and misleading. The handling of the situation of the Russian writer Solzhenitsyn, for example, is a very complicated and confusing situation to the average person. And why the liberal media would devote so much time to him after ignoring many other writers and defectors who had given voluminous and detailed exposés of condition and treatment of the millions in slave labor camps is not quite clear. But I believe that the media is being somewhat taken aback by Solzhenitsyn, since he's made it clear that he does not believe in Marxism or communism as practiced in Russia under Stalin today, and some Christian leaders have gone so far as to indicate that they understand Solzhenitsyn is a Christian, which I entirely doubt, since his specific criticism of the system in contemporary Russia, he's not getting the favorable publicity that he previously received. So perhaps the liberal media will resume their position of anti-communism, which means that they are out against all those who are against communism. Does it strike you that way, Frank?
Well, you do wonder why we hear so much from one side or one issue, and then, like you say, the other is completely dead. It's like it doesn't even exist. There's got to be a reason for things working out that way, and you hate to sit there and accuse them of deliberately planning this, but it does seem that way. And you mentioned on the call-in programs, I'll have to agree with you that it wasn't an accident they were taken off the air. There were some people that very much, well, let's say they made them very nervous. Too many facts were getting out to their listeners. And that's what this is all about. Now, if anyone completely disagrees with us on any of these issues, we certainly want them to call in too, but we want the facts to get out.
We'll be glad to have you back.
Thank you. Well, that's what it's really all about, is trying to get both sides of the issue out to the public. And so many times we've seen this in our newscasts, that we're brainwashed day after day, week after week, from one side of an issue. So really, it's up to you, the listeners, to bring out the facts. And again, that number is 245-3121. And the time's yours. We don't have any commercials. We'd rather prefer it this way. That way,
should we have another one?
Good morning.
We're on air together. I'm sorry. It's kind of confusing here, not knowing how to talk. You know, we have two telephones. But I might point out that the gentleman before the last one was talking about the energy crisis. And I think that it's important that we start moving toward self-sufficiency, especially in the solar field. And House Resolution 11864 provides for the early commercial demonstration of the technology of solar heating and cooling. And I think it's important that the people urge their representatives to support it. In other words, let's have less talk and more action to solve the energy crisis. Another thing that's kind of interesting, too, that we brought up on the program, Frank, was about the congressional pay raise. And, well, I don't know. We've got a call here. We'll push the button. Go ahead.
Okay.
Morning. You know, one thing we should learn is from Chile, when it was the only Western Hemisphere to go with communism, and it's sitting like that here. When you find beans, almost $2, a dollar a pound, you know that something's wrong. And I have a book here that says in long lines how they had to wait for the food and black market.
You mean in Chile?
Yes.
That they had to wait, okay.
And they had to wait in long lines for their food, and the black market was the only free market they had left, and it is said it would take years to undo what the Marxist Allende had done to the people. And he was going to make it a real showcase of communism, and he was going along with Fidel Castro, which some of our people and senators want to bring into our warm side. He gives us money and sugar, I suppose, and everything else, too. So I think that it's about time the American people woke up and know that our economy is being really done something too, that the people are going to have to work towards it, or we won't have any country left. Thank you.
Okay, thanks for calling. You know, that does scare a person. The other day, we went out the store getting groceries and wanted to cook some beans with a piece of ham or what have you, and I couldn't believe the price of a little one-pound pack of these dry beans. It kind of narrows down to what a person's going to be able to eat. If you can't even afford beans, just what is a person going to be able to afford? And again, the number to call, if you'd like to give us your views on this, is 245-3121. Now, there's been a little confusion this morning. I'll try and explain it to you. In order to take more than one call at a time so that you won't be kept waiting, Leon's in the other room, the other phone, and so our communication leaves something to be desired, but we'll try and get things smoothed out in future programs. Again, if you'd like to talk about the problem with the school board and teachers, shortages, fuel, what have you, give us a call. That's 245-3121. Oh, there we go.
Morning. You have heard about the OSHA.
Right.
National Safety and Health Administration.
Right.
Well, it seems that this last Social Security bill that was passed had in it a section that could be called the OSHA for the doctors. The actual
what do you mean a government
ESRO.
Okay, go ahead.
ESRO and Professional Standard Review Organizations.
Uh-huh.
You know, in this particular thing, they can control our doctors to the point that none of their files are private any longer.
Oh, right, that they can inspect them from time to time.
Uh-huh.
Right, well, Leona and I covered that several weeks ago on a program, and
uh-huh.
it is rather scary that our private... I believe the way it worked was that if the doctor was involved in any type of federal program in any way whatsoever, then he was liable to have his files broke into, is what it amounts to.
Medicare or our Medicaid patients, they can refuse to pay. if they think that they have been kept in the hospital too long.
Well, what I meant was,
this is already.
I see, but aren't the doctors, many of them, refusing because of this search into their records? Aren't they refusing to even take care of the patients who have Medicare because they don't want this searching into their records?
Well, I know that there was talk at the hospital of refusing to take Medicare and Medicaid
mm-hmm.
patients.
That's something to fear because you're the elderly without care then, right?
Uh-huh. It sounds to me like the doctors had better start writing against the OSHA and the people who are affected by OSHA had better start writing along with their program against OSHA, against this PSRO.
It would seem to me that all the people ought to get together. You know, it's amazing. Have you noticed something that when it only affects you, the people become concerned?
Yes.
Isn't it strange that the farmers don't get together along with the doctors and the business people, because this is OSHA is affecting all businesses.
Yes.
In fact, it looks like a means almost, would you agree to this? It almost looks like a means to put the small businessman out and to nationalize under the government all businesses. Would that be a correct thought there?
That's what I would say.
Mm-hmm.
And I won't keep getting lost.
Well, thank you for calling in. Call again.
You know, talking about that OSHA, some time ago I was in a plumbing shop talking to the owner, and the inspectors had been in there some time before, and he has this large barrel where he keeps his scraps of copper, which of course are still valuable even though they're cut off scraps, and they were going to penalize him because he didn't have a cover on this barrel. This was a fire hazard. Now, how this copper scrap would burn, I'll never know, but this was a fire hazard, and like you said, it's just enough to drive you up the wall. There's one restriction after another, which there's no sensible reason for having it. Now, if you have any views on this, give us a call. Again, that number is 245-3121, and we still have about 8-10 minutes of the program left. Your program. I was hoping this morning that we would get some calls from the teachers, or from the school officials on this school issue. That, with four children in school here in Billings, that's something that concerns me. I think what it's going to boil down to is whether the school board members are going to dictate policy here in our schools, or if our teachers, via the union, are going to make the rules, so to speak. Now, one nice thing about a school board, and I'm not crazy about everybody on that school board, but as a whole, I think it's a pretty good group. But if we don't like the way that they're running our schools, we can elect new school board officials. So we do have a last word there. Now, on the other hand, on union officials, it's a little different story. If we get to the point where they're running our schools, how do you tell them you don't like it and voice your disapproval? Have about the same luck that some individuals are having getting Mr. Nixon to resign. He isn't about to, and neither are the union officials. Again, if you have any views on this, give us a call, 245-3121. Are you all right?
Oh, we're having a little problem here this morning. You can go on here. It's confusing. So if we confuse you, don't mind. But we'd like to have you call and make your comments. I think one thing, as I remember, Mr. Nixon declared in his State of the Union address that there would be no recession. And he also promised a $9 million deficit. And the experts are expecting about $30 billion. I wonder if anybody has any comment on that this morning.
$30 billion?
$30 billion is what the experts are predicting this morning.
Well, if they're predicting $30, then probably look for $50 billion then. It's always going to be worse than what they predict, just like his 9 to 30. It's scary, and I don't know which of it scares the person worse. When you look at your food prices, which the average family, I don't know how they're affording to eat. We're having our problem, so is everybody else.
They are. I think one of the things that you can do is let your representatives and senators know that you expect them to cut government spending and tell them that you're tired of perpetual deficit spending and remind them that this is the first $300+ billion budget in history and tell them that physical sanity is long overdue in Washington and must start with them. And I think one thing that you can do right now is get busy reminding them, because the election's coming up, and this is the only way you, the public, because it still is a government of the people, by the people, and for the people, and we seem to have forgotten that. So the thing to do, of course, is to let them know now before the next election. You know, they're coming back now telling us how great everything is. So in other words, when they come back and tell us how great everything is, it's time for us to tell them that we are tired of what they're doing back there and they're spending and get rid of a few of them.
You know, my second worst complaint, I believe, would be the gas prices. That last night we were told that we're probably going to get this embargo lifted and that will give us more gas, but it's going to raise the price. Now, all we're talking about is 10% at the most of our consumption from the Arabian countries to begin with. So how come gas has went up 50% already? Now, last summer, here in Billings, at your self-service stations, you could get it for 30.9. Now, the cheapest that I've seen is 36 or 46.9. So you've got a 50% increase in less than a year, and they're promising us more increases. Now, somebody in the oil industry has got to be getting very fat.
I think it's interesting, too, Frank. I noted that one of the gas station owners, I believe it was, and maybe somebody who just worked there, was trying to explain how, you know, the public comes in and they blame him for it. They shouldn't blame him for it. They've got to blame the people who fill up that great big tank.
Who supply them.
Who supply them. Not the man there, and write letters, of course, to... like Standard and Mobil and those people write letters to the company presidents and ask them, how about them cutting those fat salaries? You see, and things like that, and of course they aren't going to do that. Another thing I think is kind of interesting on the state level, if you remember, the Equal Rights Amendment was passed, and there is a motion now, we are going to work to rescind that. In Virginia.
A petition drive.
Well, we're going to have a petition drive on a state level, yes.
Right.
And we'll have some more about that in about a couple of weeks. We have some information, and I think it would be better to let the people know closer to the time of the meeting rather than to, you know, get them thinking about it. Let them get thinking about it now, but not get them ready to run off up to hell on them. But there is going to be a meeting up there to rescind it. Now, in Virginia, they got rid of it. And Nebraska rescinded it, so it can be done. And as you remember, these people keep saying, we can't rescind it, it's illegal to do so. Of course, this is not true. And they did rescind it in Nebraska, they defeated it in Virginia, and several other states this time. And it's amazing, you know, our Gazette never tells us about those that rescinded it or those that got rid of it. They just tell us about the ones that pass it. Now, an interesting
thing... That's front page news, isn't it?
That's front page news, but like in Maryland... they have over 300 bills, which is taking away the right of the people, the women. And the interesting thing here was the NOW organization and these women libbers are just screaming mad because they found out that they're going to have to pay alimony. They're going to have to be in the draft. Many things that we have been telling the people all along is going to happen, they said it wasn't going to happen. They now have over 304 bills in the state of Maryland changing all of these rules, taking away the rights of women, which the Equal Rights Amendment proponent said so. I think another thing that's interesting also that the people do not realize that your money was spent to lobby for this through a little known fund coming out of your taxes clear across the United States through the status of women, and that's, they've coined that word SOW now, and I think that's rather appropriate. They have pointed out that many of our tax money has been used illegally, by the way. That's illegal to use anything for any tax money for the, gaining legislation. And they have done it through the labor organization, some unknown fund. And they've done it at several state levels. And it seems to me that the people would be up in arms about this and demand to know, not only from the senators up here in Helena, but from Mr. Woodall, where this money is going.
They're speaking about money through labor, and that's something we brought up several weeks ago, remember, through our schools, that they had passed, this was before it was passed in Helena, that they passed this literature out to all the teachers by of our school.
Yeah, our school, and we were not allowed to do this, even though
right. The
gentleman down here at the Billings Education Association said to the newspaper that he said that we could bring this over. When I called him and I had a witness at the home, he told us we could not.
Good morning, you're on the air.
on the air.
Yes, I did. We have a talking program from Camp Verde. Did you want to talk to someone from the station, or do you have...
Well, I'll tell you either direction.
Okay.
Well, anything you'd like to talk about?
Okay. Hey, you do need somebody to donate some goat's milk to an allergic infant. We have a lot of listeners out there. Would you like to leave a phone number and they could call you?
Sure would.
Okay.
656-3341.
Okay, now...
I told baby that I want to try some goat's milk out of the test
party. And nothing else is helping him then, huh?
Oh, I have been nursing the baby, so I'm
ill. Oh. You know, a great many times that goat's milk is super terrible. Well, there should be someone that's got some goat's milk out here.
Well, there is.
Okay. Okay, I think right now you're talking to quite a few thousand people, so there should be someone out there in the area that's got it. Is there anything else you want to cover?
No, but
okay. Energy, so. Okay. Thank you very much for calling. We're hoping to do some good. Okay. Mm-hmm. Bye.
But some of you out there heard it, and you'll give this lady a helping hand. The number again is 656-3341. And
it's a month-old baby.
It's a month-old baby, and that's what we'll do is try to give out a helping hand here. If you have anything more like that, well, give us a call and let us know.
Looks like we're about out of time this morning, and we'll be back here at 10:30 next Saturday morning, and we want to thank those of you that have called us, and this will give you something to think about the next week. If you have something on your mind, give us a call next week at 10:30. Thank you.
This is radio station KURL, Billings, Montana. The time is 11 o'clock.